This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 4th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is sunny and warm, perfect for those planning to be outdoors. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright day. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Haifa basks in mild temperatures. Tonight promises a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah is reshaping the battlefield with FPV drones. Ynet reports these drones, assembled in Lebanon, enable cheap, precise strikes against IDF forces in northern Israel. In earlier reporting, also, Lebanon's survival might hinge on negotiations with Israel. The Jerusalem Post reveals President Joseph Aoun and Prime Minister Nawaf Salam's urgent diplomatic efforts to prevent national fragmentation. This was reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran urges the U.S. to scale back demands and end the war. According to JNS, a regime spokesman criticizes Washington while claiming the Strait of Hormuz is secure. This came in the past hour. Separately, Israel's Air Force bolsters its capabilities against Iran. Walla details how the fleet of F-35 Adir planes is integral to military strategy. Reported earlier today. And finally, the brother of a slain Hamas hostage joins Israeli politics. I-24 News reports this development from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported just minutes ago that a South Korean vessel was struck by Iran's Revolutionary Guard in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English noted earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry is calling on the U.S. to reduce its demands. Monica Marks, a regional expert, highlighted that Dubai received its first missile alert since a ceasefire weeks ago, breaking a period of quiet. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's drone strategy, Ynet's report underscores the challenge these low-cost drones pose to Israeli defenses. They enable precise attacks, altering the dynamics in northern Israel. This development heightens tensions and complicates defense strategies. Turning to Lebanon's negotiations with Israel, the Jerusalem Post outlines the stakes as leaders strive for stability. The alternative could be national fragmentation, making diplomatic success critical for Lebanon's future. This reflects Lebanon's precarious position in the region. Meanwhile, Iran's call for the U.S. to de-escalate comes amid heightened tensions in the Gulf. JNS highlights Iran's insistence on security in the Strait of Hormuz, a vital waterway for global trade. This is a critical juncture for U.S.-Iran relations. The Israeli Air Force's use of F-35 Adir planes represents a strategic advantage. As Walla details, these stealth fighters enhance Israel's military reach. This strengthens Israel's deterrence against regional threats, particularly regarding Iran. Finally, the entry of a Hamas hostage's brother into Israeli politics suggests a new chapter in the complex Israel-Palestine narrative. I-24 News indicates this move could influence domestic and regional dynamics on the economic front. First, a new record for average salaries in Israel. Walla Business reports that the average salary climbed to nearly 16,000 shekels, though the number of jobs is plummeting. Separately, former Elran executives have launched a $10 million AI and cyber fund. CTech notes this move by Alpha Drive aims to support Israeli startups across all stages. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli institutions' hedging changes are strengthening the shekel. By reducing foreign currency exposure, financial institutions are impacting the currency market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.